Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. Today's episode is the 18th of February of the year 2020, and happy birthday today to Mary I of England, who was born in 1516 and I assume is still alive. Happy birthday today to Yoko Ono, John Travolta, and Dr. Dre. I cannot wait for their compilation album to come out. Deathiversaries today include the death of Kublai Khan in 1294 and the death of Michelangelo, so two great artists. In 1953, in History Today, the first 3D movie opened. And I remember telling my grandmother about a 3D movie once, and she said, "What will they think of next? The theatre?" Also celebrating the birth of Pluto, or the discovery of Pluto, the 1930s contentious planet. It's a planet again now, isn't it? What do you think?
I think anything can be a planet. There's Pluto, the Empire State Building, Steven Seagal, all planets. It's not size contingent. It's just how planetary you feel.
Celebrations today include National Battery Day. I assume that means the thing that you use to power things and not the crime. And also National Drink Wine Day. So if you want to interpret Battery Day as the crime, you know what to do. Our guest today is tech billionaire and all-round advisor of life, Josh Gondelman. How are you?
Oh, I've never been better. And I soon will be better.
You've started a new channel that is just 24 hours of you.
Yes, it's called MeTV. It is a bad name because when other people say it, the people they're talking to think it's about them, right? They say, "Hey, I'm going to watch MeTV." And people go, "Why is there a channel about you?" And obviously it's a channel about me, tech billionaire Josh Gondelman. So we should have beta tested. Normally we alpha test, we beta test. We get all the way down to omega testing. And at that point, we know we're ready to go. But this time we were kind of in a rush. So we alpha tested and we just turned that shit up.
Also today, in 1929, the first Academy Awards were announced, to which the first Academy Awards said, "I would like to thank my agent, my wife, and God." Get abs so good they'll heal your relationship with your mother. This is an article with fitness tips that'll give you the body confidence to take a step back and think about what's really meaningful in life. There's also a home style pullout section with all of the curtains you could basically ignore.
That is very different than a home style pullout section.
And it's time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. A good breakfast can change a life. Discover Gruel, the obsessively researched gruel company that puts the anal into artisanal gruel-based soups and porridges. Explore more than 1,000 styles and temperatures of gruel or porridge from congé to Scottish traditional to Victorian orphanage. With more than 2 city central locations plus an aggressively mobile truck that plays Greensleeves in the original loot format, we're open 4 randomly assigned days of the week between 1 and 30 hours at a stretch. We guarantee your perfect mix of grain, water and other because we make sure to customise every drop of slop to every slippery customer. Scoop on by any time, who knows, we might be open. You can't afford to miss out on your sloppy, gummy, sticky or congealed lumpen porridge fix. You'll be saying, please sir, can I have some more? With a free clumsy wooden spoon to our first 8 customers. Gruel.
Now, I love this idea. As you know, I find Soylent, the company, almost too smooth, and I like the lumps of it because it makes it feel like progress. But what I do is I go in for gruel, I get it ground down a little finer, and then I have an IV of gruel just injected into me slowly throughout the day for nutrition. It's just like sometimes, you know, I'm so busy and successful and optimized that I forget to eat. So just an intravenous injection of medieval style grains is what keeps me going throughout the day. And I can bring it with me. I've actually perfected an IV that you can bring with you in a car, on a plane. People find it unsettling. It's not super convenient, but it's very expensive and incredibly shiny.
I mean, it's super unsettling, not just because you're carrying around an IV bag of sort of gelatinous, colorless muck, but also because you don't strain it very much. So the lumps move through your veins in quite an unsettling looking way.
Oh, they're very visible. It looks like there are rodents under my skin. Yeah. People who have ever used hallucinogenic drugs think they are having flashbacks, and they find me to be a terrifying experience. But that's kind of what I like. I like to feel like I'm a bracing impact on the world around me. I like to disrupt.
I mean, you are so disruptive.
Thank you. That's what my teachers have said. And honestly, the SEC has said that about my stock practices. My financial, they call my financial investment style disruptive and borderline unethical. And I say, let's capitalize borderline and replicate.
You put the in into insider trading.
And I put the gruel inside my veins.
And a new book is out by self-published bestseller and supernatural romance thriller maven Dancy Lagarde. Discover genre-busting Once Upon a Time, his series of fairy tales set in a pond and rewritten for the modern age. Dancy answers all the questions left unanswered by traditional folklore with his steamy sex scenes, heart-pounding action sequences, and complete rewriting of the fact scenarios, characters, and morals. What happens when a frog kisses a frog? Find out in Once Upon a Time. Why hasn't anyone ever tried writing a 40-page homoerotic sadomasochistic bangfest with all the wicked stepmothers in all the stories at a British girls' boarding school? Find out in Once Upon a Time. How does a mermaid f***? Find out in Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a Time. Find at all participating booksellers and cheap bed and breakfasts.
I feel like it would be tough to date as a mermaid because I feel like if you're dating non-mermaids, whoever you're dating would just assume you're going to do a lot of mouth stuff without a lot of reciprocity. And that seems unfair to you. I feel like they should at least ask.
Not as good at dry swallowing an ibuprofen as you thought you were when you put it in your mouth? Never struggle to gack down a bitter medicinal dose again with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, all the soothing and restorative qualities of a large body of water, but in a handy hand-sized container with enough room at the top that you can gesture without slopping it everywhere. Half a glass of water. Artisanal, medicinal, drinkable. Spoken by Alice Fraser on behalf of the fish.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
And our top story today is literature news. Josh, you are a published author and somebody who has, in his role as a tech billionaire, compacted all books into a cube the size of a dice. What is happening in the world of literature?
Oh, there's so much happening. Well, now that books are small, you have room for so many more of them. So bookshelves are getting smaller. That's something I've been working on. I've been a tiny bookshelf that looks like it might be for a house cat. And I think that when you have those and you fill it with dice, it looks like you are maybe a gambling impresario. But no. Soon people will just assume that when you have dice in your home, you're exceedingly well-read.
Well, the problem with the dice compaction of all the books in the world is that it's impossible to get them back out again once you've compressed them down.
Yes, that was unforeseen, and we should have beta tested that better, honestly. Normally we do quite a few rounds of testing, but we got the book small, and we called out for the rest of the day. We thought, holy shit, look at how small those books are. Perhaps we'll have a strain of very well-educated mice soon. And I gave the mice the books, and we did some science experiments, and I'll tell you what, mice do not read.
What do you say, Josh Gondelman, to accusations that you're compacting of all the books in the world down to a single die-sized, or is it die-sized? A single tiny cube.
Die-sized, yes, German for the size.
Yes.
Please cut that out.
But this is, no, we're not cutting that out. The point is, Josh Gondelman, I'm afraid this is a little bit of a hard-hitting interview, because what do you say to accusations from libraries, schools, and people around the world that you stole all their books and there are no books left in the world?
I would say that I optimized all their books and I disrupted reading technology. And if you would like to get the books out of the die, you can subscribe to Die Books and I will send them back. I will put them back to regular size and send them back to you. But all the books you don't want, there's no waste. I have them all in a small cube. And I think that we're really, it's better than recycling.
Well, in the same way that the Black Plague cleared out an overpopulation problem and gave room for the expansion of eventually the British Empire, there is now a gaping chasm in literature where the classics used to exist and are now only vaguely remembered by people. So I'm excited to see the new classics that are coming out of all publishing houses at the moment.
So you have heard that I have a forthcoming memoir that will be distributed widely on every bookshelf now that there's all this room. The book is called The Optimized Man, How I Became Perfect. Mm-hmm. And it is it's going to be a real page turner.
I mean,
because there's nothing else to read.
I mean, not even the Gideon's Bible anymore. It's just The Optimized Man at this point.
Correct. It will also be in the drawer of every hotel room. And there will be a surcharge.
Schools and universities are suggesting that they are going to try to relearn the classics by just remembering vaguely what they're about. For example, Huckleberry Finn, which is a story about a boy who says the N-word a lot, as far as I can remember. That's what it's just going to be. It's going to be about 800 pages of just Huckleberry Finn saying the N-word, which should be interesting.
Honestly, I think a class where you kind of vaguely remember the classics will prepare you for real life when that's what you end up doing most of the time.
That's a fact. Thank you so much for your expertise and insight as the person now who owns all of the books into literature news, Josh Gondelman. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and guest, that's you, Josh, in response to your gardening edition with Laura Davis, have you tried fertilising your garden with vegan goat manure? Unlike many fertilisers, this poop substitute uses no animal products. And while it smells terrible and doesn't do much for your plants, you know at least that it wasn't stolen from a goat. Yours sincerely, Poopy Pants.
Now, what I've been using, and this is related but not the same, I've been using the manure of vegan goats. The goats are incredibly ethical. They eat only plants, they eat no meat at all, and they produce vegan manure. And I think that's where I've been going. And then once they do that, I slaughter and devour them.
I mean, that's fair enough. I went on a raw vegan diet for a while there, which is where you just eat raw vegans.
How do they take it?
Well, not well, obviously.
A lot of screaming, I imagine.
Yeah, if you tell them they're more an animal, they usually step forward. But you can only eat the raw vegans raw. That's the raw vegan diet. I mean, it's horrifying and also criminal, but boy, did my ass look good.
Yeah, as a disruptor, I'll eat a vegan. I'll eat a raw vegan. I honestly, what is morality, right? If you eat a person who himself or herself has eaten meat, are you not then lowering the overall meat consumption of the world?
Well, in the end, we're all just eating dirt, aren't we? Dirt and sunlight.
Absolutely, when it boils down to it. So really, just eat anything you want. Cruelty-full, cruelty-free. This is a great time to bring up my new app, Hannibal. It's spelled H-N-B-L, and it looks like the Uber app, but when the driver comes to where you are, you devour them whole.
I was just about to ask if you had anything to plug, Josh Gondelman. Thank you for being our guest. We will definitely have you back. Thank you for tuning in to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears every day of the year, and you can tune in again tomorrow at whatever time you want. It's a podcast. We're not telling you how to live your life. Remember, we have a back catalogue for people who like to binge the news, so if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Josh, where can people find you online?
You can find me at joshgondelman.com and on Twitter and Instagram at Josh Gondelman, G-O-N-D-E-L-M-A-N.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.